Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us. Another 10-win season. This is Sean Mraz and Andrew Bogus here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's get right to it. Will Levis, a lot of hype. Forget the mayo and coffee. Forget the banana peels. What's the buzz in Kentucky for Wildcats football Will Levis this year?
Yeah, I had I do a morning show. I had one of the local bloggers on. He said it's the most anticipated season he can ever remember. He goes back to the late 60s. I'd say that's probably about right, because not only is Kentucky coming off a 10-win season, but they return some key guys, including the quarterback. And then after the draft, I guess, leading up to the draft, it seemed like that's when the buzz really picked up for Will, because I think – a lot of analysts were watching the Georgia defensive players, and they saw how well Will played in a loss down at Athens. And I think that started to generate the buzz for him. And so, Kentucky, you know, when you think you'll have the best quarterback on the field in a lot of the matchups, that tends to get fans excited.
And, Tom, how is he and how is the program handling the extra expectations moving towards this season?
You know, Mark Stoops is not a guy that does a lot of, false hype. He pretty much is a straight shooter in terms of telling the media what to expect from his team. When they were struggling early, he didn't try to sugarcoat that. So I say all that to lead up to the fact that he has really been very bullish, not only on the team, but on Will, and thinks that Will has the mindset to be able to handle all of that attention. And he hadn't seen any drop off in the work ethic from his quarterback. So he's continued to sing his praises. So I kind of take my cue from the coach in that regard, that if he is that optimistic, then I can understand why fans are.
Now, Tom, Will has obviously gone very viral with all the wacky food and drink stuff that he's done here. Is he wacky and loose a personality in that huddle around that team? Or do we basically have the wrong idea of Will Levis for what we see from these viral moments?
Well, I think it's two parallel tracks. I think when he is in football mode, he's very serious, and I think pretty quickly commanded a leadership role when he came in here from Penn State last summer after spring ball. So he was a late arrival. But I think his parents, I believe, have a marketing background, so I think he understands, that world and how social media can help you, especially in the age of NIL, and you can, build a brand and get more attention and more dollars. So certainly, so he understands that part of it. So he does that, but that's, I think, a separate track from his football. When he's in football mode, I think he is all about football.
Tom, for a guy that's been around this program for as long as you have, what's it like, just generally speaking, that Kentucky football has the possible number one quarterback pick in the next NFL draft?
Yeah, that's pretty heady stuff for Kentucky football. Tim Couch was the number one overall pick at 99, so it would not be unprecedented. And Will's got to go out and still prove a lot. I mean, there's a lot of great buzz, and he had an outstanding first season here, but I think he did throw 13 interceptions, so they want to see that number cut down, want to see the decision-making improve. There are things he has to improve upon and then be able to lead them to some big wins. They have Florida on the road in week two. They have Georgia late in the season. You win, games like that, play well in them. That's how you validate all of that buzz.
Tom, 10 wins a year ago, obviously reshaping the offensive line, lost three really key starters from that offensive line. Pascal gone as a pass rusher, Wandale Robinson gone as a wide receiver, Corker obviously gone at safety. There is some turnover on this roster. While the focus is on Levis, where do you see the rest of this roster coming together? What are the Kentucky Wildcats' biggest weaknesses and strengths? And overall, should we be expecting another double-digit win with Kentucky this year?
I think it's certainly possible. Mark Stoops has done a great job with his staff of recruiting, building up the overall depth of talent that they have here, and developing guys. You think about Josh Allen, who had one other D1 offer, two-star recruit, and became the defensive player of the year, and now with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Didn't get to play last night, but he is a rising star in the NFL. So that tells you that Stoops and his guys know what talent looks like. They know how to get it, and they know how to develop it. So that's where they've got to have a good year in performing those aspects of their job, particularly the development piece, because they've got, as you ticked off, a lot of areas of question marks. Now, they believe that they have recruited and developed players that are ready to step into those roles, and that's been the storyline of what Stoops has done here, to be able to build the depth of talent. I remember several years ago, Kentucky was playing South Carolina when Steve Spurrier had it rolling with the Gamecocks, and it was mid-October. Kentucky goes down to Columbia, and the Gamecocks had lost their two starting receivers to injury, and there was a lot of consternation in the media about, you know, how was South Carolina going to manage that? Well, Steve Spurrier put in a freshman that hadn't played much named Alshon Jeffrey. So, you know, that's the way, if you want to, you know, be at the highest level, that's the kind of things that happen for programs. And so Kentucky's got to have some young guys that have waited for their chance. Now they get it. They have to be right about them. And if they are, then that's how they win 10 or more again.
At Tom Leach KY, as you can find him, he's the voice of the Kentucky Wildcats, and we expect to be hearing a lot of his calls as Will Levis throws some touchdowns this year for Kentucky. He's also the host of the Leach Report. Tom, thanks so much for joining us for Sounds of Saturday. We really appreciate your time.
Glad to do it. Sorry for the rookie mistake. I left my phone ringer off for my own show. Didn't turn it back on, so I missed the call.
But don't worry. You saved the end of the show for us. We appreciate it, Tom. Take care. Tom Leach.
Welcome,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.